I'm here with Jenna Foote, C-grade coach, doing our match report from the Mount Eliza match, round four. Afternoon, Jen.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate, good. Good day's painting?
Yes, always a good day. I'm braving, so that's always a good day.
I like it, mate. The girls had another close loss on the weekend, which sort of sucks for your sake. You missed out on that win last week. Do you want to give us a bit of a match report?
Yep, no worries. So I feel like I kind of repeat myself in these match reports most weeks with my girls. Kept up with the Mount Eliza girls all game and actually like so surprised and so wrapped with their efforts. So we managed to keep pretty even or within a points difference of Mount Eliza the whole game. And then last quarter came about and the other girls just kind of let Mount Eliza take control and then it was a little bit downhill from there. But, so we ended up losing by 6, I think it was. So within reach of a win. And like I said to the girls, I wasn't upset about the result. I knew that Mount Eliza were going to be a tough squad. They always have been a tough squad each year. I was actually really happy with the way that they played and to keep up the intensity throughout the whole match and to come up against the squad as developed as Mount Eliza and only lose by 6 is, I think that that's a good good effort. On Saturday, obviously, I wasn't as chipper at the end of the game because I was a little bit more annoyed that we could have come out with a win.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, the positives would be that the girls, you know, the intensity was up the whole match. And like I said to the girls, I wasn't upset that they lost. I was more disappointed that they let Mount Eliza win at the end. Just little mistakes got Mount Eliza over the line. But
the word had it from the club rooms that there was a couple of injuries early on as well, which sort of might have tested your depth without making excuses. But you were playing a top three side, weren't you, as well?
Yeah, so exactly. So Britt Smith did her she tore some muscle off her that was just a sideline diagnosis, so we can't know for sure what the exact injury was. Haven't followed up with Britt yet, but she had an injury early on and she wanted to come back on, and I told her that I would kick her out of the stadium if she tried to go back on. because at the end of the day, I'm not going to risk further injury. Tanya pulled one for the team and stayed behind. She was only going to play half a game because of her availability, but she ended up staying back, and I think the girls did really well considering we didn't have a sub. So disappointing outcome, but nevertheless they did have a good intensity and pretty happy to come out with a loss to Mount Eliza by 6. We're very much in the running this season, and maybe the only time the girls have had a win was when I was absent. So maybe I'm bad luck. I'm not sure.
I think, going by the stats, mate, and I'm a big stats man, you've had one win from 5 matches, but your percentage is pretty much even par. So it just goes to show how well the girls are playing. And they've played some good sides in that four as well. So
They have.
I'm sure things will turn around, no doubt. Hopefully we start this week against Langi.
Hopefully. I mean, if a tiger can't beat a kangaroo, then we're in some trouble.
You got any inclusions from your side on Saturday then?
Inclusions?
Yeah. Anyone? You're adding anyone to your squad that wasn't there on Saturday?
Yeah. So I'm hope we've got a new girl that's coming down to the club. Her name's Carly. She's been at training, and hopefully we can get her a run. And also got Mel Baxter, who's been a little bit of a in-betweener between the C and the D, but she's cemented a spot in C grade permanently now.
Oh, that's right.
Due to a bit of a tiny influx of new players, so we were able to cement the girls in the spots for the rest of the season. So pretty happy now moving forward with a set squad and got two new girls to the mix, which will prevent further situations like last week with no sub.
Yeah, well, we hope so anyway. So.
Yeah.
Terrific. Oh, thanks for your time, Jen.
No Once worries.
Again, mates. I'm sure you'll get to celebrate a win with the girls this Saturday night.
Hopefully.
I can feel it in my bones for you.
Yeah, hopefully. And then we'll take it back to the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. hopefully it's El Presidente. So
yeah.
We'll All right, mate.
Well, we can hope so.
We'll do. All right, well, thanks for your time again, mate. And
no worries.
I will see you on Saturday.
All right, no worries.
Or Thursday night.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, see ya.
Bye.